Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian William States, S-T-A-T-E-S. William States is a 49-year-old male who reports he injured his right upper extremity at work on 12-1-22. But at that time, he fell between power jacks and hit a rack. But as a result, he believes he injured his shoulder, arm, and elbow, but did not go to the emergency room, period. He did have further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of, quote, slight tear, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment on 2/19/23. Period. New paragraph. As per his the medical records provided, he was seen at WorkNet on 12/2/22. He stated he fell in between a pallet jack and chargers as he lost his footing. But he fell backwards and hit his arm against the wall with discharges while trying to break his fall. Pretty sustained a mild abrasion of the right forearm and developed intermittent pain of the right deltoid muscle, as well as in the right paracervical region and scapular region with intensity of 8/10. Pretty has been using Advil and Tylenol with some relief, but denies any right shoulder pain. Period. He has mild pain and a locking sensation in his right fifth digit this morning, but was improving. Period. He was diagnosed with right forearm contusion and abrasion, as well as cervical strain and right shoulder strain. Period. He was initiated on application of ACE, comma, over-the-counter Tylenol, comma, and was placed on modified activities. Period. He continued to be seen at WorkNet by various practitioners over the ensuing months. Period. New paragraph. On 7/5/23, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, but he noted the MRI showed a small tear in the rotator cuff. Period. On 2/3/23, he had an injection with 80% improvement for a couple of weeks. Period. He also is referred for an MRI arthrogram and a specialist. Period. Dr. Dwyer performed an exam and noted the results of the shoulder MRI that revealed impingement at the acromial clavicular joint, comma, subacromial and subcoracoid bursitis, comma, 0.7 centimeter subarticular tear, partial tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon. Period. He reported his work efficiency had dropped to 98 to 101%, but he was previously functioning at 121% routinely. But he works through breaks to improve his efficiency, given that his rate of speed has slowed since the injury. Period. The MRI arthrogram report or films were not available at that time. Period. Dr. Dwyer explained that in general, partial thickness bursal side of rotator cuff tears greater than 3 to 4 millimeters require repair, as the partial thickness articular tears greater than or equal to 6 millimeters. Period. However, review of the MRI arthrogram would give much more detail as to the exact size of the tear. Period. He saw Dr. Dwyer again on 7/19/23, but was unable to get his actual films for review. For the report stated there was an interstitial tear of the rotator cuff. Period. He does not have a partial thickness or full thickness tear. Period. That's that Dr. Dwyer made that last statement. Period. At that juncture, there was no surgical indication. Period. He was started on Voltaren. Period. New paragraph. Insert the MRI report where it goes chronologically. market on 7/19/23. Dr. Dwyer released him to full duty. Britt's final check was going to be in 2 months, at which point he would be placed at maximum medical improvement period. On 9/20/23, he reported feeling the same with no improvement. Period. They were shorthanded at work, and he was working long hours with 15 to 20 hours of overtime per week. Period. He was discharged to a home exercise program. Period. Also insert the results of the X-ray / arthrogram MRI results from 4/11/23. Period and paragraph prior records show he was seen on 9/25/01 by Dr. Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, for an upper respiratory infection. Period. He was seen in this practice for a variety of general medical ailments over the ensuing years. Period. On the visit of 5/1/07, he stated he fell down steps, injuring his ribs. Period. He was referred for x-rays of the ribs and chest. For diagnosis of contusion of the ribs, rule out fracture. Period. He continued to be seen at this family practice on the dates described. Period. Paragraph on 5/25/04. He was seen by a urologist named Dr. Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y. Period. On 2/11/08, he was seen by hematology oncologist specialist due to a platelet count of 60,000. This was the first time he had ever been told they were low. Period. He was given a diagnosis of thrombocytopenia of unclear origin. Period. Laboratory studies were ordered. Period. He continued to be followed here by Dr. Shum, S-H-U-M. Period. Care continued with his colleagues through 6/14/10. Period. On 5/27/09, he presented to the emergency room with abdominal pain. Period. He was treated and released. Period. On 2/28/19, he was diagnosed with syncope and hypokalemia, for which he was treated and released. Period. He had a CAT scan of the brain on 6/21/13 that was read as no significant abnormalities. Period. CT of the cervical spine was done on 6/22/13 due to headache and neck pain after an assault. Period. There was no cervical spine fracture or dislocation, but there was mild cervical spondylosis. Period. And put this in bold. This demonstrates he clearly had pre-existing cervical spine issues. Period. The paragraph, he had neuropsychological screening on 9/25/13 by Dr. Chambers. Period. He was experiencing multiple physical and cognitive sequelae of concussion, Kurt, he recommended obtaining vestibular vision and cognitive remediation therapies, as well as psychotherapy for emotional support. Kurt shows characteristics of post-traumatic syndrome in addition to post-concussion syndrome. Period. On 129-15, he was seen for chest pain in the emergency room. Period. It was noted he had undergone knee surgery in 2014. Period. On 6-19-13, x-rays of the left knee showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. He was seen by a pulmonologist named Dr. Peterson on 2-24-15. Period. He diagnosed obstructive sleep apnea and post-concussion headache. Period. On 9-12-16, he was seen by Dr. Corey, K-H-O-U-R-Y, for a GI consultation. Period. EMG/NCV was done on 12-19-16 after he smashed his left elbow against a wall in June 2016. Period. This EMG was normal but did not exclude the possibility of mild cervical radiculopathy or musculoskeletal injury. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays done on 3-22-19 and revealed lower lumbar spondylosis and facet arthrosis. Period. He was seen at Mainline Emergency Room on 8-2-22 for abdominal pain and nausea. Period. He underwent several diagnostic studies and was referred for gastroenterology consultation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was tenderness of palpation about the right bicipital groove, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, normal hands, wrist, elbows, normal, cervical, normal, and thoracic, normal. Impressions on 12-1-22, William States fell at work and struck the right side of his body. Period. He was seen at Concentra the following day and initiated on conservative care. Period. This incorporated physical therapy. Period. Right shoulder MRI was done on 131-23 to be inserted. Period. He then was treated by Dr. Dwyer. Period. An MR arthrogram of the shoulder also appears to have been done on 4-11, scratch that, to have been done on a date mentioned above, but to be inserted. Period. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph. As per your cover letter, he told Concentra as of 1-11-23 he had no more pain in his neck. Period. X-rays of the cervical spine and right elbow done at Concentra showed no fractures, but there was mild osteopenia of the elbow. Period. He at one point wanted to see an orthopedist when presenting to Concentra and physical therapy on 2-24-23. Period. The doctor noted the MRI showed zero biceps tendon injury or tendonitis, but was nevertheless referred to orthopedics. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found full range of motion of the right upper extremity. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative at the shoulder and arm. period, he had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's mental was negative. Paragraph, new paragraph. At the most, there is a 2.0% permanent partial total disability at the right shoulder for traumatic incomplete interstitial tear of the rotator cuff. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right arm or neck. Period. And that is the end.